You probably have a war surplus or government surplus store here, as there is one everywhere. This is a poem about the one in Portland and all the mysterious things in it and what they suggested to me. The War Surplus Store. The man in the War Surplus Store said, "You had to lie in the 20s. When he sold shoes to women with greater than size 5 feet. Now he sells to us the men's clothes, clodhoppers, and creels with a mature sense of honesty. He says his boss tells him this is not a high-class store. But what a cheap, good life it could provide. Mattresses, thin black and white stacked dailies, or hammered beefsteaks, baklava, or weighty torts, buy one and sleep, or imagine you own all its likenesses. Here is a buxom cubic pillow with a slit to accommodate even a large head tired of traffic, yet I can't imagine backwards to what it genuinely is. A frayed signal flag, certain prayer rags a Missouri radio revivalist sends for a considerable donation. Towards the back, the must thickens. Towards the corridor dressing room between veteran banner and window. From there, one can spy the boss, nosed and mustached like a Greek fisherman, though wearing a pink blotched sailor hat. Camouflage if he fights in rhododendrons. How good to be counted among the surplus, the extra, like cream that never reached bottom. So the khaki is worn out on women and working men, and we pay only small prices for items from the tables as numerous as the states.